This is Rhema for Today.
Well, now then, she started exercising her faith. Her faith started growing until she developed strong, you see. Are you following me? But you see, what happens with a lot of folks is that they expect to ride somebody else's faith all their lives. And they can't do it. And then they'll just have little enough sense, bless their darling hearts, to say, well, now that faith business doesn't work. I tried that. Well, that's the reason it didn't work. You tried it. That'd be like somebody head off up the highway toward Dallas and said, I tried to go to Galveston. I couldn't get there. You just can't get to Galveston. It'd be just as much sense to it. Said, I tried that faith business and it don't work.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
You know, here in Texas in November, the end of November and December, especially up North Texas, more so down here perhaps, that, you know, your real cold spell, it'll get cold a little bit or cool, but your real, what we call northers come blowing in, you know. And over there in December, really, we've been married nearly a month, but the real cold spell came in. And so she got a sore throat. Well, I didn't know this till then, but she said, the first real cold spell that comes every year, I get a sore throat and have a sore throat all the winter. All the winter. And then she said, you know, I'll have to go to the doctor. We're talking about 1938, you see. Didn't have all the antibiotics and miracle drugs they have now. What they did then, you know, they'd mop your throat out with something. I'd have to go to the doctor and get my throat mopped out. Time or two, he'd start to take his tonsils out, but she's running a little temperature or something, so he did. Well, now, see, I knew that she knew nothing at all. She is saved, all right, and a Christian and filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke with tongues just recently. But I knew that she had never been taught. She knew nothing about faith, very little about healing. And so, therefore, I knew that in these things, she's a spiritual baby and that I could carry her. And so, therefore, I said, no, we won't go to the doctor. We won't have your throat mopped out. See, I'm saying that on the basis of Mark 11:23, whosoever shall say and not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he says. I can make it work for her at this stage of her spiritual development. And so I said, no, we'll not go to the doctor. We'll not have your throat mopped out. That chronic throat trouble that you have will leave you. See, I never did pray. I just said it. And it'll never come back. Well, we've been married 39 years and it left and never has come back yet. Never has come back yet. Never has come back yet. Amen. That's absolutely true. She never had her tonsils took out. That chronic condition left her. Now then, the time came. I want to show you something now about your desires, the desires of somebody else, you see. Get all mixed up sometimes. The time came later on. We were pastors many years later, after two children. And she had some physical problems, and the doctor said she needed surgery. Well, she said later, I just always thought I never did really try to develop my faith. I just thought she could always ride my faith, you see. But no, God expected her to learn. Are you following me now? So, it didn't work. I can say all I want to say. Didn't work. She still got all of her physical problems. She still needs the surgery. Well, now, why didn't it work? Is it because I'm not a believer? Because my faith don't work? No, my faith works. Why didn't it work like it did 10 years before? You see? Because she's had 10 years of spiritual growth. She's set for 10 years under the teaching of the Word of God. Are you following me? And like she said later, well, I didn't even try to develop my faith. I just always go, well, Kenneth will have faith. Well, he'll do it. Well, who wants to be a baby all their life? See, but we just do that because, you know. And so therefore, I kept praying about it. She's in pain and misery and suffering and trying to get her to the place of healing and just couldn't. Just flat couldn't. Finally, I said, all right, I'll tell you what I'll do. I can't get you up to my level of faith. I'll come down to your level of faith. Start believing somewhere. See, I wanted to try to teach her faith. She hadn't listened all these 10 years because she thought I'll just always ride his. I think people always think I'll just ride the pastor's faith. But they won't. Are you still here? You're going home. So I said to her, all right, just whatever, you know, I'll just come down there. What can you believe? See, I tried to get her to believe the Bible, believe the Word of God, be healed, you see, not have to have the surgery. She said, well, at least I can start out believing here. I believe that God will see me safely through the operation. I said, okay, I'll just agree with you then. We'll find something we can agree on. And so we agreed that she'd come through it fine. In fact, I said in my prayer of agreement that the doctors would be astounded. She'd come through so well. Well, she had the operation. And this is absolutely a fact. Early in the morning, you know, and then about 8 o'clock that night, one of the doctors came around. And he said, I see here by the chart that you haven't had anything for pain. She said, no. He said, are you hurting? She said, no. He said, you have any pain? He said, no. Now, he said to me afterward, you see, that we, after the operation, that we just made a long incision, in fact, cut her stomach completely open to see if there was anything else, and there wasn't anything else except what they already knew about. And so he said it this way. I know it sounds a little crude, but he said, oh, you've got to be a hurting. Lying up there in bed with your belly cut wide open. You have to hurt. She said, well, I don't have any pain. Don't hurt. Well, I'm going to ride down here for him to give you a shot. And that's the only shot they ever gave her. He said to me after, I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. He said, nature will heal you up so fast. But she's come through it so fast. He said, this is nothing short of miraculous. This is a miracle. Now, that wasn't the best miracle God had, but it was still miraculous. You never seen anybody with their belly cut wide open, never did hurt, did you? But that's the way we agreed. She said, I agree on that, that she'd come through it and would mend so quickly that even the doctors would be astounded. Well, now then she started exercising her faith. Her faith started growing until she developed strong, you see. Are you following me? But you see, what happens with a lot of folks is that they expect to ride somebody else's faith all their lives. And they can't do it. And then they'll just have little enough sense, bless their darling hearts, to say, well, now that faith business doesn't work. I tried that. Well, that's the reason it didn't work. You tried it. That'd be like somebody head off up the highway toward Dallas and said, I tried to go to Galveston. I couldn't get there. You just can't get to Galveston. It'd be just as much sense to it. Said, I tried that faith business and it don't work. Yeah, it does work if you get on the right road and head in the right direction. Amen. 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 Now, let me tell you something else on this thing. You see, not only, like I said, you're not going to push your desires off somebody else. There's two things here, and I think we can learn something from it. We're all in the process of learning. We never will get to this life where we know everything. Even the great apostle Paul himself said, we know in part and we prophesy in part. Well, thank God for the part we do know. But I remember several years ago, I was going to Kansas City, actually. Drove up there to speak to Full Gospel Business Men's Convention. Right at the first Saturday night, I believe, of December. And I'd been preaching over in Oklahoma, and I'd come back down to Texas, and then we were going to stop by in Tulsa because I had some business to do. And you know, I'd been gone for 6 weeks in a meeting, and you have a lot of business to tend to when you come home, you see. Well, I had a sense, you understand, an inward intuition of somebody, of the door flying open, somebody falling out of the car, you see. Well, I had to travel. I didn't take time to pray and wait on God. Usually if I'll take time to pray and wait on God, when I'll have these intuitions or something, I'll find out what it is, see. And you can pray the thing through and can avert a lot of things. But I thought, well, maybe, you know, it was raining and maybe it's us. And ordinarily, I never do wear a seatbelt. But when I got in the car and headed up the road, I put on the seatbelt for the first and only time in my life. And my wife said, why did you do that? I said, Well, I just don't know. I keep having an impression, an intuition or something on the inside of somebody being thrown out of the car. And I don't know whether the Lord trying to tell us, and we didn't have time to do a lot of praying. I mean, we're busy with a lot of things. And I said, I don't know whether the Lord trying to tell me it's slick, you know, and raining, you know, and, you know, I don't want something to happen, you know, and me get thrown out. So she put on her seatbelt. Well, we got up to Kansas City, and then just before I spoke, we had a, you know, banquet first, you know. Well, it says you got an emergency long-distance telephone call. So I went to the phone, and Ken was calling, and he said one of my nieces, just 25 years of age, was in an automobile accident, was thrown out of the automobile. Well, that's what I had, you see. And I wished I'd have taken time. I'm sure I could have averted it. But I didn't have time. I was, you know, we get busy like everybody else does. And she was critical. Well, I said to her, he had prayed with her, and I said, tell her we'll pray, and we're coming on in, so we'll be in there tomorrow. So I went, and the doctors, you know, they just didn't give her any hope at all. No, none whatever to live. But we had prayed with her. She knew us. She was conscious, and we prayed, and she began to respond. In fact, the doctors themselves said, one of them said to me, he said, I'm going to tell you the real truth about the matter. I mean, he just almost, just gleeful, just, you know, just look, just almost laughing, you know. He said, you know, if she just held her own, we would be glad. But she's improving.
Praise God.
He said, man, I'm going to tell you the truth about it. In the shape she's in, if she just held her own, it would be a miracle. But he said she's responded and she's improving every hour and every day. And he's just almost gleeful about it, you know, just, you know.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. For more life-changing resources from Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns, check out our online bookstore. This month's special offer is just $45. Untapped Power of Praise book by Kenneth Hagin. Scriptures for Healing, Peace, and Success, a USB drive by Kenneth E. Hagin and Lynette Hagin. Craig Hagin's CD, What Do You Have on the Inside? And Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Living a God-Conscious Life. Four life-changing resources, one incredible price of $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, we start Living Faith Conferences in January.
Yes,
January the 18th through the 20th. We're going to be in Daytona Beach, Florida at a Relevant Church, Pastors Chris and Liz Sarno.
Yes,
and
yes.
And then we're going where, honey?
We're going up to Panama City, Florida, January 21 through 23 at Cornerstone Family Church with Pastors Greg and Alicia Aldridge.
That's right.
So if you want to know any of our traveling schedule, just go to rhema.org/LFC and you'll find out about it.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.